This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yep, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you guys rocking with us, getting involved with the program. There's all sorts of the text line looks hilarious because there's some people that are still giving us the reboots that should have never happened. Somebody's talking about the Frasier reboot, which I have not watched.
Oh, it was
I heard
awesome.
Good things about it.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
I watched every episode. It was great.
Is it bad that I'm doubtful?
It was great.
Cristiano Ronaldo going back to Manchester United. Man, I know that so uniquely well and deep in my spirit. So I feel you there, fellow soccer fan. But then also there's people talking about Mike Brown running the Bengals in the way that he is and trying to change the way that first round picks are in their guarantees are kind of structured in contracts and not paying Trey Hendrickson. And
I think he just tired of paying everybody. He had to pay Burrow.
Then sell the team.
Had to pay Chase, Higgins.
You don't have to own the football team. Just go ahead and sell it, dog.
He's like, you know, I ain't about to keep paying everybody.
I'm paying everybody. Dude, I didn't sign up for
this. I like
this.
To be mediocre.
Like, I thought did. That was the fun of having a whole bunch of money is signing checks.
Except you did.
That was the whole point. And I guess everybody or a few people on the text line making note of, hey, how much is the Deshaun Watson guarantee situation? I'm like, hey, that's kind of different because the Browns they did it to themselves.
Yeah,
they knew what they were getting into.
Yeah,
although I guess they thought he would be balling.
Yeah, at least they made that move trying to win.
Yeah,
they thought he would ball. Like they were like, oh, there's issues, but at least he'll ball. And nope. But that's the nature of signing anybody in any sport. Yes, there's a possibility that they ball, and yes, there's also a possibility that they don't ball. That's the draft, like. How do you come from? I'm sorry, I'm tangent.
That's fine.
How do you come from a situation where this is the most owner-friendly situation, which is the NFL draft, in talent acquisition? Like, he's not doing this in free agency.
Right.
Right? Which is not as player. Like, this is the most player or the most team-friendly is that you get to dig into all these dudes' backgrounds. You get medicals gifted to you. You get to have all these conversations with very many people that give you some insight into what this player will be.
It's cheap.
It is cheap. It is cost controlled. Yeah. In fact, like the number is set for you. You don't have to do a lot of negotiation on what the actual slot money is because it's slotted. All you got to do is pick a guy that you want to play for or that you want to play for you. They did that. And now he's like, I don't know if I want to pay him. What the hell are you talking about?
I want to pay him if you go to jail. And I don't think anybody want to pay anybody who go to jail.
No, that's how it works.
That's life.
That's how it works.
Like, yeah. I'm sorry. My mind is boggled that this was the stance that Mike Brown decided to take. But what if he goes to jail?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What are you? Anyways, all right. Let's talk about the Texans, man. I can't. Houston, Texas, getting going with training camp tomorrow, bright and early, 6 a.m. is when Payne and Pendergast with our guy B. Scott in for Seth tomorrow. They get going out at the training camp
fight site
in the Methodist Training Center, which, mind you, it is a training camp Tuesday. We're giving away tickets for VIP tickets.
Every hour
to go out there on August 1st and keep it locked here. But, yeah, tomorrow, bright and early, those guys will be out there. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris will jump in at 8, and then we'll jump on. Giving you live looks at what's happening out there. But training camp is not just a day. It's not just a week. It's mm-hmm. it's a long period of time. And I kind of wanted to do a little bit of a draft of sorts. I want us to figure out who our pet cats would be. Now, mm-hmm. I know that you're not very familiar with the phrase. And when I brought it up, you're like,
I am now.
That?
I like it.
It's, you know, just the guys that you want to lean on, the guys that you believe in, the guys that you have a level of interest in. And I kind of want to do this over the entirety of the training camp because there's definitely some guys that mm-hmm. are going to be of note. And I kind of want to see if we can predict it or at least see the guys that we're interested in and if that matches over the entirety of the span of training camp.
And we're going to have a scoring system. So in other words, like we'll each draft three players, Figgy, and you have the first pick, I have the second, Reggie has the third. And we'll score if this pet cat, if we're winning the pet cat competition in such a way, various ways. We don't necessarily have to get them all right now. Like if Nick Casario or D'Amico mentions them, we're like, oh, that's a point for us, you know, for Figgy or whomever. If Sean, Show, and Clint point out that those guys stood out, that's another point. So it's not just arbitrary on ours. Maybe John Harris, Mark Vandermeer, we'll ask them. You know,
yeah, but that's the competition aspect of it. But the larger overarching thing is
pick three.
Who are the guys that you are most looking forward to that you think will kind of have an opportunity to show out mm-hmm. during this camp? Or maybe they won't. Right. We'll see how that ultimately looks. Fig, I think you asked a good question, though, as we're setting this up. I think you asked like kind of what's the strategy. And I think that's the interesting part is like what are the criteria for you that make it so that you're looking at this guy, this particular guy for the Texans in training camp this year that makes mm-hmm. it interesting? Are you going for the young cats? Are you going for guys that are maybe on the bubble? Who are the guys that catch your attention here? So I think we'll kind of sort that out as we go along, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's give this a shot. Figgy, you have the first chance. And play along. If you let us know who are the guys that you have as, I guess, pet cats of sort, guys that you're most interested in mm-hmm. going into training.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, so I think my strategy, I want to look at somebody that can, I don't want to say be on the bubble, but somebody that maybe could step in and start, maybe could be a key player that's maybe on
pet cat cannot be Joe Mixon or CJ Stroud.
Yeah, no, of course.
I mean, it can be. I just feel like that's probably not the way that you go about this.
But somebody where you be like, man, watch out for him. He can make a difference.
Yeah.
My first one is Ariante Ursary.
That's a good call. That's a really good one. Because it's going to matter a good amount.
Yeah, that's somebody you got to keep an eye out on because he might not start this year, but it's a possibility he could start. He could step in and be like, oh, he's better than what we thought. So
you
that's
dirty somebody. Bastard.
You already?
That was my first pick.
Really?
I think that's going to be a really good one, though, because and I'm not sure if that one's going to be like the gimme he's going to be the guy of camp. Like, it's quite possible that Ariante mm-hmm. Ursary, I guess, for lack of a better term, fades because there's mm-hmm. a lot of competition. And as we are currently looking at the leaders in the clubhouse and the offensive line, he's not in there, right? Mm-hmm. His probably best position is the one that maybe we feel the most comfortable knowing who's going to be the starter there and feeling Cam Robinson as. So, yeah, that's it's going to be of intrigue. I do wonder, though, if he, for the purposes of this draft, if he's going to be like a great pick. But, yeah, I'm super intrigued as to what Tay looks like out there on the field.
Yeah, so that leaves me with the second pick here. And, whew, I have two that are in mind here.
Okay.
And I'm going to say Jalen Knoll.
God, that's a good one.
Jalen Knoll.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Especially because I'll let you talk through it. Like, what's going through your mind on that?
Well, I feel like it could be a situation where he may not be a quote-unquote starter, but he'll be in the rotation, and I fully expect him to be involved in special teams.
Agreed.
You know, like he could be an electric-type player that we're talking about come, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, next week, about, wow, you know, Jalen Knoll is making some waves. So that's what my thought was with him.
Yeah, no, that's a great selection. Yeah. That was one I was looking at because, like, I think Higgins is an easier one to mm-hmm. get to because I think that he is kind of very much set up to have a role.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that Jalen Knoll is explicitly in there.
Right.
And I could see a situation where, like, Braxton Berrios hangs mm-hmm. on to be your returner or whatever. Like, he has the possibility, Knoll does, of being that returner, but I think that's going to show up in
yeah.
training camp. So that's a really good one. All right, my selection here, and I think this is a little dicey to go for this one, mm-hmm. but I'm going to pick up Woody Marks here.
Okay.
I think that he is going to be very intriguing. I don't know. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. But I feel like he's going to...
Reggie.
That's going to be one of my pet cats here. I think he's going to be very intriguing. I think he's like what he looks like is going to matter. But I also don't know that he's going to be a guy mm-hmm. that impacts like what your starters. Obviously, he's not going to impact what your starters are. I don't even know that he impacts like what your dominant kind
yeah.
of play style is. But he's going to matter. I probably should have seen if I could save him. But I'm interested in what Woody Marks looks like.
My next one will be Jake Andrews.
Oh, okay.
I think good pet cat.
Yeah, I'm a. I think if I would like to see if he could come out as the starter mm-hmm. on his offensive line, starter center on his offensive line. And I think if that do happen, you got to look at Drew Scruggs. You got to look at Jared Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen next with them two?
Yeah.
So I think that says a lot, man. And if, let's say, Jared Patterson or Drew Scruggs can beat him out, then that's cool. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But I want to keep an eye out on that one.
I think that's a good one. I'm picking next. My next pet cat that I'm going to be keeping an eye on has been a pet cat from the moment they got him for me, and that's Nick Chubb. I think Nick Chubb could be the two in the 1-2 punch. We'll see. Got a lot to prove, but I think he could be that guy.
And it's funny to say lots to prove, especially with him being one of the most kind
accomplished.
Of accomplished guys consistent. That you have on the roster right now, and consistent outside of injury.
Yeah.
But that injury looms large in this. And so, again, we've you know, harped on this a good amount.
Mm-hmm.
I will move along. I'm going to take one that feels like it's kind of evident, and I'm going to move away from kind of the rookie feel, but give me Brevin Jordan.
Oh.
I'm so in on the Brevin Jordan experience,
dirty
especially
bastard.
I think Dalton Schultz, I want to see if he can be the kind of wide receiving tight end that we've kind of paid him and we've kind of expected him to be.
Mm-hmm.
Brevin Jordan, you know, this we're waiting for that breakout for him. And so... He has the you know, type, the kind of game type, play type to be that kind of guy. I think that this is going to be the opportunity to see, can he be that for this team?
Yeah,
so yeah, I'm looking for Brev.
I like that.
Yeah, my next one is Christian Kirk. I want to see what he does this year. Mm-hmm. If
I'm going to go out on a limb there, Figgy.
Yeah, that one. I don't know if you got that same one.
See, this is where I'm going with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's a possibility that Higgins could be a good number two,
mm-hmm.
where if you had somebody like a Christian Kirk, where you're like, hey, do we actually need this guy? If these rookies step up how we think they might step up, then is it a need for a Christian Kirk?
Yeah.
So I just kind of want to keep an eye out, see how Christian Kirk looked.
Was your other choice Nico Collins?
I'm not gonna lie. It does feel like you left a little on the table with that pick.
I just feel like it's a chance that he could possibly be moved on.
Yeah,
like, go with your heart. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you
I ain't want to pick Higgins.
Yeah,
but I think Higgins probably gonna be the number two.
Mm-hmm.
I think he eventually gonna be number two.
Okay.
So all this loving on Christian Kirk, man. I'm not really seeing it, so I want to keep an eye on that.
All right, my third pick, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to go down the depth chart.
You're going to pick CJ?
He's going to be one of those guys that you maybe not are counting on, but I think we're going to all be talking about him by the end of training camp, and that's Arthur Mollett, recently acquired.
Ooh!
Recently acquired. I think he's going to get a lot of reps. On the field, in the slot, could end up being a guy that makes a lot of plays.
Wow, you left me, and I can tell you, since I am the last pick, there are three guys on the defense. I like that you went defense here that I'm really thinking of. And so it's split between three newcomers, in fact. EJ Speed, Jalen Reed, and Jalen Smith.
I had Jalen Reed and Jalen Smith.
And
on
so
my
I'm
list.
Trying to figure out which of those I want to go with, but I guess I'll go with my heart of the position that I keep thinking about. And damn it, there's another one that's coming on the text line that's a really good one. You know what we might do? We might put together the listeners list
where
the listeners get to play along. I think I'm going to go with Jalen Smith, the cornerback, because cornerback depth has been my focus. And I could have easily gone with like Tremont Smith, right? Just that cornerback depth. But I'm very intrigued as to what the young guys look like. So Jalen Smith will be my kind of my third pet cat. But the names that are coming in, you guys did a great job on some of these other ones. Christian Harris is a really good answer here, because is he healthy?
Here's why I didn't pick Christian Harris or Trent Brown. They're not going to do much in training camp. And the whole exercise is who's going to be the pet cat in training camp in the preseason. So he might be an answer in the regular season, as might Trent Brown. But we're talking about the training camp pet cats.
All right. So some of the ones that we can throw out here.
Braxton Berrios.
Mechie is a very good one here. So I'll open up the text line again, 713-572-4610. Text in the ones that you guys are most interested in. The top three from you guys will also put in as a listener pet cat list. And we'll go through training camp just trying to see who are the guys that jump out to us and who fit in with that mold. Because again, these are the places that we're going to be watching very intently over the next month or so. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including a little bit of college football stuff that's popping up. Have you ever seen a team act this desperate? We'll talk about it more and next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.